This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's talk some more Masters. It's a great week. Love it. And we had Doug Bell on a little bit earlier from CBS talking some gambling about the some of the picks and our opportunities to pick top fives and top tens. Let's talk some more with former PGA Tour player, also works for Sirius on the PGA Tour radio, also co-hosts with Dennis Paulson, Inside the Ropes, also on PGA Tour radio on Sirius. It's our good friend Carl Paulson, CP. What's going on, buddy?
What's up, boys? All I can tell you is whatever Doug told you, don't listen to him.
You know, it's funny. He was talking to him. And I want to get your take on this, too, because he was kind of dogging the LIV players. Mm-hmm. And, you know, anytime the LIV players come to a major, it's a big story, especially with Brooks and Bryson and Rombo.
I thought Brooks and DeChambeau had quieted this, but I guess not.
Yeah, I thought so too, especially since Bryson won the U.S. Open. Anyway, yeah. I just want to get your thoughts on these guys, especially those three, and what you expect from them this week.
Well, I wouldn't sleep on them. You're just talking about a guy who's won 4-5 majors in Brooks Koepka. You know, you never know what you're going to get with Phil. John definitely has the capabilities of winning this tournament. There's no question. But I'll throw another name out there from that side to keep an eye on, and that is Cam Smith. He's got an excellent record here, and he's one of the best putters walking the face of the planet. So I definitely wouldn't sleep on those boys.
Yeah. Did you get a chance to see those guys in their pressers at all?
Yeah.
I just think I do like the fact that these guys are really honest. You know, Rom's very honest. He speaks his mind. You know, Brooks, you know how Brooks is. But especially with John Rahm, I just think that, especially since last year, I think all the criticism out there with the media and the social media, I just think he's going to be extremely motivated this week.
Yeah, look, this is the first time of year that we get to have all of these guys playing together and against each other. I don't think it's a good idea to talk about the rift in professional golf. I think this is a week to celebrate the fact that they're see all the best players in the world battling it out at one of the most iconic courses in the world. And I just think some of the media gets caught up a little bit in trying to, you know, to dive a little bit too deep into what is happening. These players don't have anything to do with it. I mean, other than the fact that they left and caused the rift. But, you know, I totally understand why these guys left. They left for generational money. Do I like it? No, I don't like it. But let's focus on what we got right in front of our faces here starting tomorrow, and that is the best tournament in the world with the best players in the world. And it's that's kind of how I'm looking at it.
You know, Carl, as you know, I mean, I agree with you. I think it's the best tournament in the world. I think it's my favorite week of the year by far. And the best tournament, they've come so far in tech and allowing TV coverage and everything. Their website and their app is phenomenal. To the point where we were talking about it, even during the break a little bit, that, you know, they track every shot on the driving range. And you're a former tour player. Can you imagine Bryson yesterday? We know he's a notorious grinder. I would love to see Vijay in his heyday. Bryson hit 393 balls yesterday. Like, can you imagine doing that in your heyday? Like, I know this is his thing, and he's built different. That's a ton of balls. Like, how do you maintain that? How do you know how to balance? You know, some guys hit 50 balls. You know, how do you hit 393?
I have no idea. yeah. I was a range rat when I was on tour, and I hit a lot of golf balls, but there is no way on a Tuesday prior to the Masters that I'm going to be hitting 300 or 400 golf balls. Not only that, he's doing full rip drivers. That takes a toll on your body.
No doubt.
Now, he's one of the guys that is in very much in control of his body, what he puts in it, how he works out and knows what's going on, and he knows how to to rehab the body back to where he needs it to be. But man, that seems like an awful lot of work.
Like, think of it. Colin Morikawa hit 36 balls on Monday, hit 69. So Colin Morikawa, you know, and Colin's a contender.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, he's a beast.
It's just wild.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Bryson doesn't have a great track record around Augusta National. It's kind of funny that we can put those two guys side by side. And one's going to look like a shrimp compared to the other one. And you think, oh, we've got this big, giant Bombers golf course. I think Colin Morikawa is going to be head and shoulders, ironically that I say that, above Bryson this week in terms of results, yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, your thoughts on Rory. He's always the talk of the Masters, for a number of different reasons. And, you know, he's had a couple wins, you know, the win at Pebble Beach, even though that's, you know, it's an easier golf course for a lot of these guys, but he was awesome. But obviously his record at the Masters is not good. A lot of pressure on him. Most of it's probably from within. Your thoughts on Rory, and do you see him as a top 10, a top 5? Do you give him an outside shot to win? Because he's second on the win list right now in terms of the odds. But your thoughts on Rory this week?
His record's a little bit better than most people believe. Now, they're what we come to in air quotes when I say this, they're backdoor top fives, backdoor top tens, whatever.
Right.
To me, it's 72 holes. You got to play 72 holes just because he plays well at the end of the week and passes a lot of people on Sunday. It's still a fifth place finisher, a third place finisher, whatever it may be. I think this week is absolutely set up perfectly for Rory. If he can shoot 70 or better in day one, I think he has got a better chance than anyone else of winning this tournament. In the last 20-plus years, only one player has been outside the top 10 after day one and won this tournament. It was Tiger Woods. He was in 11th place. So it's very, very important that he get off to a good start. And Thursday has been his nemesis. And you're right. It's definitely between the ears. He's swinging better and playing better than he ever has coming into the tournament. It just rained on Monday, which means the golf course is going to be soft for at least two or three more days. The greens will be firm because they'll have the sub-air pumping, and it just everything fits into Rory's camp this year for him to win this tournament. He's 10th in strokes gained putting this year, which is way higher than he's ever been. It's all lined up. I feel like this is going to be his absolute best chance to win the Masters.
So that's the magic number for you for tomorrow is Rory to be sub 71.
He needs to shoot 70 or better, in my opinion, yes.
Right. All right, what about Oberg, Ludvig? He hasn't made a cut in a couple weeks or a couple tournaments, sorry.
He was in such great form before that, though.
Yeah, but he got sick. Remember he got sick earlier in the year? And he had to withdraw. I think he got sick maybe at Pebble. But the last couple of tournaments, he hadn't made the cut. But, you know, I was texting you about my golf pool and using an American and an international. And you threw out his name. I like him, too. And, in fact, I picked him in one of my pools. Your thoughts on Ludvig?
I'm worried about his putter. He has not been putting well for him. He normally is a very, very good putter. His putter has been down a little bit. These greens and hole locations this week are unique to these players. The PGA Tour likes to find a little flat spot for these hole locations and pin placements. Augusta does not. So there are going to be a lot of putts out here this week inside of 4 feet where you're playing at a good ball outside the hole with a lot of break up near the hole. And if you don't have a whole lot of confidence in your putter, it could be tough for him. Now, with that being said, we're talking about a generational talent here. We're talking about a guy that, you know, if he figures this putter out, his swing and his ball striking are as good as anybody on tour. So he's got success here. It was his first major championship he ever played. He finished second. I think he can probably dive back into some of the experiences that he had when he finished second here and have a good week. Yeah, no, I would never rule him out.
Mm-hmm. Are there certain guys that you root for?
Not really. You know, if I'm just watching the tournament and not covering, I've still got some friends that are playing out there that I played with. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously some of the older guys because yeah. I'm in my 50s now, but most of my guys have moved on to the Champs Tour. But yeah, there's some guys that that are still pretty close friends of mine that I'll pull for, but not this week when I'm working, obviously.
Right.
Carl, do you like any of these guys in the 30 to 35 to 1 range as kind of a dark horse? Guys like Koepka, Spieth, Fleetwood, they're all 30, 33, 35 to 1. Cantlay also in that group. Do you like any of those guys?
You can't rule Spieth out, obviously. He's not on top of his game and hasn't been for a while, but there's no telling when he's going to go off. The guy that I really like that's a little bit down the list, and he's quite a bit further down the list than where you're looking at 35 to 1, a guy that I'm going to be watching very, very closely this week is Taylor Pendris. He absolutely bombs it. He's been playing the best golf he's ever played in his life over the last 6 months. Mm. The fact that he played very well at the President's Cup, I think he's just kind of coming into his own. I think Taylor Pendris is going to have a good week this week.
He's at 150 to 1.
Taylor Pendris, yeah. Taylor Pendris to finish top 10 is plus 850.
Oh, that might be a drab t-shirt bet right there.
Do you like that?
I'm not a betting man, boys, right. But I absolutely love that.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I'm gonna do
might
a little placing.
Make a mental note of that one.
Hey, yeah.
Carl, let me ask you about a local guy that we love to root for, Denny McCarthy. I think this is only his second appearance. Last year, I finished tied for 45th. Nothing special. I think his best round was a 70. Everybody knows what a great putter he is. I mean, you got to be able to putt around there. Is it, you give him any shot to get hot? Is it just not long enough? Or what's your deal on him?
Yeah, I would worry about his length in terms of winning this tournament, getting out and getting in contention and being in contention all week. But I certainly could see Denny McCarthy having a top 10 with that putter that he has. We were messing around with a DFS team and seeing if we could get Rory and Scotty on the same team and still have enough to you know, fill out a lineup. Mm-hmm. And Denny McCarthy's going off at like 6,200 on DraftKings, and that is just a crime. I think I certainly could see him with a solid top 20, top 15 this week, no doubt.
All right, last guy that I'm interested in is Xander. You know, he's battling the injuries earlier in the year, and you know, he was out for about 6 weeks or so. Finished T12 at the Valspar. He's always a guy you got to look at, especially at the majors after last year. Your thoughts on Schauffele this week?
I'm just not quite sure if he's ready yet. I certainly think he's going to win multiple times this year. I think he's working his way back to getting himself into a position where he can get himself into contention in these big tournaments. I'm just not quite sure if he's absolutely ready yet. I don't know if the game is exactly where he wants it to be to contend, to be a serious contender this week. Now, with that being said, the guy hadn't missed a cut in 3-4 years, whatever it's been, 50, 60 tournaments, whatever it is.
Right.
And you put him in a major championship, like you said, and his toughness in a major championship on a very, very difficult golf course with a small field and a small cut. again, not a guy I would overlook.
All right. And Scotty. Scotty's the guy. He's the favorite. Your thoughts on Scotty? And let me ask you this. If Scotty and Rory were coming down the stretch, 1-2, or tied for the lead on, you know, 16, 17, 18, I know you're working the tournament, but would you like to see Rory finally get through?
Yeah, I mean, look, there's been five people in the history of this game to have a career Grand Slam. We're talking, you know, you're putting yourself in the stratosphere of all golfers of all time. Yeah, of course I'd like to see that. Yeah, but man, wouldn't that be something? If Sunday afternoon we are watching Scotty and Rory go at it at Augusta National, are you kidding me?
I mean, it's never going to happen, but I would love to see it. That's why I say that, yeah.
Well, this is one of those years and one of those weeks and one of those tournaments where everything's lining up for it. So don't be surprised if we see that.
All right.
Hey, thank you, Carl. Right. Really appreciate it.
Appreciate it, Carl, man. It's a pleasure.
Of course.
We'll get you on again, okay, man?
Absolutely. Y'all enjoy the Masters.
Yeah, all right. Thanks, thank you, buddy.
Sir.
Will do.
Yes,
your local guy from Quantico.
Play that music, Cakes. Every time somebody says the word Masters, it's just... can we autopilot that somehow? Just like have that... Like a cue, anytime Masters, boom.
It's played, yeah.
I've played it a good amount.
I know, Cakes does a great job. I'm not saying he doesn't.
Well, you're going to be playing it a good amount.
You actually
are. I'm not criticizing him.
What do you mean you're not criticizing him?
I'm not being critical. He plays it a lot. He's great.
But you're saying he's not doing it enough.
No, that's a criticism. I'm not saying he's not doing enough for me.
You can never get enough.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. You're insatiable when it comes to Masters music and content.
I mean, how dreamy is this? Do you think you would ever get sick of this music?
Well,
oh, you do?
Me raising my hand.
Oh,
but
really?
I'm just not a big master. You're a big Masters bar. I'm not.
But forget about the golf. It's dreamy music.
It's fine. It's relaxing.
There's a lot of dreamy music.
Will you watch more than 10 minutes of the Masters from Thursday to Sunday?
Yes.
I'll watch a final round.
Oh, you
I don't know how much more than 10 minutes, but I will
You'll watch at least an hour of the final round.
Remember when he was going through his ESPN banner?
Yeah.
Yep.
Not a lot.
I don't think golf was on there. That was in other sports.
Yeah, it was definitely in other.
way down the list.
With MLB and cricket.
He'll watch more than 10 minutes of poker this weekend.
Well, I'll watch more than 10 minutes of poker tonight before I go to sleep.
All right, got to take a break. We're the Junkies. Don't go anywhere.
All right, if you want to upgrade your backyard, Offenbacher's has the perfect solution. Why spend a fortune on a high-maintenance pool when you can enjoy a versatile swim spa for less? They're amazing. Swim, exercise, relax. All in one. And when it's time to unwind, nothing beats a traditional hot tub with warm, bubbling water to melt away your stress. Visit Offenbacher's in Herndon, Annapolis, Gainesville, or Rockville. Check them out at offenbachers.com. And don't forget, mention EB for a free $500 gift card with your spa purchase. Don't wait. Secure your summer now with Offenbacher's.